You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Jude Paul, president of Kazmaya Enterprise and founder of Kidpreneur Life. Kazmaya Enterprise is a full-service business consultancy firm assisting universities with their athletic fundraising and helping entrepreneurs and business owners start or grow their business. Kidpreneur Life is dedicated to inspiring and educating young entrepreneurs who aspire to be future business leaders. Jude, certainly been looking forward to this, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. I'm really excited about this as well.
Excellent. And so let's go ahead and start here. Why did you start Kidpreneur Life, and what led you to write Dream, Dare, and Do to kick things off?
I wrote Dream, Dare, Do to combine my two passions, which happens to be kids and entrepreneurship. And, you know, one day I was just playing around and I was thinking, you know, there's not other resources available for kids that are interested in starting their own business. So I took my two passions again. That's kids. I love kids and I love business. And I put the two together and I came up with Kidpreneur Life as a way to inspire, encourage, and empower kids to be entrepreneurs.
And of course, there are other kids' business books out there in the market. What makes Dream, Dare, and Do different from the others?
What makes Dream, Dare, Do more interesting than the other books that are out there is that I actually include several interviews from successful kid entrepreneurs. So, for instance, just to name drop a little bit, there's a guy by the name of Mazaya Bridges who was on Shark Tank. I think he was about 13 at the time that episode aired, or 12 at the time that episode aired, and he started a bow tie line. And what I did was I had a chance to sit down and interview him and his mom. And he explained to me, you know, from start to finish, how he started and grew his business from his grandma's house to where it is now, being featured in several high-end, retail stores, retail outlets that are available. So Dream, Dare, Do includes several interviews from those successful kid entrepreneurs. And there's not another, you know, resource that's available out to young entrepreneurs where they're able to actually see what other kids have done and issues that they've actually, overcome in order for them to get their business to where it is right now.
Now, your book is definitely something that I could see elementary, middle, and high school utilizing in their classrooms. How can school administrators and district curriculum directors use this?
Great question. And Kidpreneur Life, as you mentioned, we have a curriculum set in place in addition to the actual book, Dream, Dare, Do. And within the workbook, we go in depth. We have business planning. We have organizational structure. We have marketing tips. We even include a section in the workbook that has the different meanings of colors. So red means, you know, grabbing somebody's attention. Green is, typically makes people gravitate towards spending more money. So within the workbook, it supplements the actual book, Dream, Dare, Do, and helps the kids understand more about the 360 view of the organization and how to start and grow their own business. So any school districts that are looking to start an entrepreneurship curriculum, Kidpreneur Life curriculum is all-encompassing. So again, from start to finish, how to start and grow your own business, and including several interviews from other successful kid entrepreneurs that are out there and looking to start and grow their own business as well.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Jude Paul, president of Kazmaya Enterprise and founder of Kidpreneur Life here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Jude, what experience or experiences have you had that has helped you improve as an entrepreneur? Share some of those if you would.
Kind of interesting. So when I was a junior I attended Florida State University, and I started my very first business. And I actually include this in Dream Dare Do. But it was interesting because there was a guy that owned several businesses in Tallahassee, and I shared with him, you know, my idea for a discount card that I had. You know, mind you that I've already had a relationship with the guy, so he's coming to the into the place where I've worked, and you know, we talked from time to time. I actually got to attend the restaurant that he owned, almost like a VIP. So I thought, you know, we had that relationship. We were more than cordial. So I presented him with an idea, something that could benefit his business and also benefit the consumers that are in Tallahassee as well. And as I was pitching the idea, it's a discount card called Tally Cards with a Z at the end, C-A-R-D-Z. And he was like, you know what? I don't like this. I can't have my high-end business associated with a discount card that spells cards with a Z. So, you know, at that time I felt defeated, Eric. I was like, this idea is not good. No one else is going to want to join this. What am I going to do? I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm a wantrepreneur. You know, I started doubting myself, and it wasn't until, you know, I just had that moment where I felt complete peace. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a failure. I am an entrepreneur. I'm not a wantrepreneur. And I was going to go out there and, you know, make this idea great. So I picked myself up, started working hard. And then the very next day I went out and I got my very first client. So, you know, it's interesting because I like to use this analogy where bulls, when they see red, they go. Just like in life, whenever you see red or whenever you see something that's telling you to stop, red does not mean stop. Red means go. Go ahead and pursue it and make a plan of action in order for you to conquer it.
And lastly, Jude, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur, anyone like that tuning in that is hesitant or even fearful to start their business?
I like to think of it this way, Eric. It's either you can build your dream or someone will actually hire you to build their dream. My wife has always, you know, instilled in me that, you know, if there's something that I want to do, she says Nike. So I'm like, you know, what does she mean by Nike? Well, think of the quote or the slogan that Nike is notorious for, just do it. So for all those entrepreneurs out there that are waiting for the perfect time, for the stars to align in the perfect place, all the stars and the planets are never going to line up in place, and there's never going to be a quote-unquote perfect time for you to start a business. You need to just go out there and Nike, just do it.
Well, Jude, it certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly appreciate your sharing your insight and from your experiences. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on Kidpreneur Life and any other information around that you'd like to share.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's Kidpreneur Life. That's K-I-D-P-R-E-N-E-U-R-L-I-F-E. Kidpreneur Life on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then also you can follow my motivational page. It's called Entrepreneur Mentality as well.
And yet another great resource. Well, Jude, continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a great evening.
Thank you too, Eric. I appreciate it again. Thanks.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure certainly ours. We have been speaking with Jude Paul, president of Kazmaya Enterprise and founder of Kidpreneur Life. And once again, for more information, simply visit KidpreneurLife.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.